Hello everyone, and welcome to my review of Misleading Ladies. Brother and sister Kerry Dupree and Rhea Jones team up for this hugely entertaining cabaret to celebrate the legendary ladies of stage and screen. It's glamorous, glitzy and deliciously saucy, and it's performed by two consummate professionals at the top of their game. Drag artiste Kerry works through a repertoire of wickedly funny impersonations. Mae West, Carol Channing, Marlena Dietrich, Ethel Merman. There's lots of Ethel Merman. The list goes on, and Kerry has them all absolutely spot on. And there's even a nod to old-time music hall when Kerry pays tribute to another female impersonator, Danny LaRue. The hilarious script features a non-stop barrage of wonderfully naughty gags. A frighteningly accurate Betty Davis on her old adversary Joan Crawford, for example, is achingly funny and mostly unbroadcastable here. And even if some of this material isn't exactly brand new, it's delivered with such aplomb it just can't fail to raise a laugh. And if that wasn't enough, we have the stunning voice of Rhea Jones, who sings tributes to Doris Day, Julie Andrews, Angela Lansbury and Barbara Streisand. Rhea has a controlled power and an emotion to her voice that is utterly captivating. Her renditions of The Man That Got Away from the Judy Garland film A Star Is Born and Edith Piaf's No Regrets were faultless and quite deservedly had people on their feet. Both these performers have a warmth about them that is tangible, and this show is perfectly suited to their style and the intimate studio space at the St James Theatre. There's a nice history lesson too as Rhea takes us through a catalogue of actresses who starred in a Broadway musical but then missed out when it came to casting the movie version. Julie Andrews replaced by Audrey Hepburn for My Fair Lady probably being the most famous example. But then Mary Martin replaced by Julie Andrews herself for The Sound of Music. I thought I knew most of these, but it's a surprisingly long list and Rhea's research has clearly been exhaustive. And for the real buffs, there's a well-deserved tribute to Marnie Nixon, the lady who dubbed so many of those movie voices and only got credit years later. So if the history of Broadway, the West End and movie musicals is your thing, and why wouldn't it be, this is well worth a visit. I found it an absolute joy from the first note to the last. Misleading Ladies continues at the St James Theatre until the 30th of August. Thank you for listening. Keep checking back at the website for all my theatre reviews.